Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. Frank Beard had been the leading money winner on the tour in 1969 and played in the Ryder Cup teams of 69 and 71. Off the course, he was a brooding, intense character who found solace in a bottle. He began drinking during a bitterly cold Bing Crosby National Pro-Am in 1964. And once the warming scotch passed over his lips, it never stopped. He described the latter part of the 70s as a search for a lost golf ball, culminating in 1980 with a paltry $7,081 in earnings, not even covering his bar tab. He quit golf to become a salesman, but more importantly, he quit booze. And when he realized how much he missed the game, he returned to the seniors tour, only this time minus the court and his bag. Frank Beard didn't quit golf, he quit the bottle. And battling toe-to-toe with Orville Moody for the U.S. Senior Open in 1989 proved that sometimes it's good to quit, just not golf. Now, the FYI. Today in 1978, Halloween, directed by John Carpenter, starring Donald Pleasance and Jamie Lee Curtis in her film debut, was released. Director John Carpenter originally intended to call his movie The Babysitter Murders, but producer Irwin Yablans suggested that the story may be more significant if we're based around a specific holiday. So the title was changed to Halloween. Carpenter and co-screenwriter Deborah Hill wrote the original script in just 10 days. That's it for The Early Tee today. Enjoy your day or enjoy your round.